Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and Democrats of the U.S. Senate have now voted for the 10th time against reopening the federal government. I understand people have spin, but I'm just telling you the truth. There's no spin here. All right, my old pal Bill O'Reilly came up with that whole no spin thing, but I'm just telling you, there's no spin here either. Democrats, for the 10th time, have voted against reopening the federal government. I don't care how loyal a Democrat you are. I don't care how far to the left you might be. I don't care how much you hate conservatives or Republicans, Donald Trump, what have you. Facts are the facts. Democrats and Democrats alone are responsible for keeping the federal government closed. They're responsible for federal employees not being paid. They're responsible for state employees right now who are not being paid, who have been furloughed because their salary actually comes via funding from the federal government. And Tiny Tim Kaine can stand on his little milk crate and put his eyebrows up in the air and put his stupid glasses on top of his head and polish up the bells on the end of his little elf boots there. But no matter how much screaming he does, Glenn Youngkin's not responsible for that. Winsome Sears is not responsible for that. Tim Kaine is responsible for that. Mark Warner laughing and carrying on like a lunatic. If you've seen the videos of him in the Senate before he votes to keep the federal government closed, before he votes to keep members of the military from being paid, he looks like he's had one too many at the local cocktail party. You know, like maybe he got a glass with a bad ice cube, wink, wink, nod, nod. You know what I mean? He's just laughing up a storm. He doesn't give a crap about folks who aren't getting paid. He's just fine. Tell you the other thing that's happening right now. The president said, okay, you guys want to keep playing games? I'm going to make sure members of the military get paid, period, end of story. So he has told the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and other folks involved in the process, just start moving money around from operations and research budgets over at the Department of War and put it into the payroll. So that way, members of the military will keep getting paid. Democrats, including Tim Kaine and Mark Warner, are telling us that's unconstitutional. But interestingly, it's one of the few things they haven't actually gone to court over. Every time Donald Trump uses the wrong fork at a state dinner, there's some lawsuit filed somewhere and some local district court judge weighs in as if he or she had been elected president, right? Democrats have got a number of these district court judges in their back pockets. You would think they would just go to one of these friendly judges and say, hey, that Trump guy that we all hate, well, he's doing this unconstitutional thing, so what are you going to do? No, no cases. No cases. In fact, the Democrats are kind of staying silent on that. Even the far left-wing groups are staying pretty quiet on it. Why? Because they're already in a bad way, politically speaking. They're so far in. Schmuck Schumer's beady little eyes are barely visible over the giant hole that they have dug. Do you remember Rachel Maddow? Right? She's, she talks a lot over at MSNBC, which, yeah, is actually still around. They haven't changed the name yet. And I don't know what exactly they're changing it to. Germ, has anybody done any research on that? There's got to be somebody somewhere trying to figure out what MSNBC is going to be now that NBC has said, yeah, we don't want any part of you, right? They've pulled away. But whatever it is, Rachel Maddow is still over there, apparently. And even though they're going to have a new name, it is still MSNBC. So let me just do this. Hang on one second, please. I always give you the heads up. If we're going to listen to a clip from one of these outrageous outlets, I would suggest, as I just did, you take a sip of your beverage, whatever it might be. And it is selfish because I don't want to be responsible if, in fact, you spit it on the inside of your windshield and cause an accident, or you spit it on your laptop and then you think I'm supposed to pay for it. All right. So anyway, with that warning, one more time. I have cinnamon hazelnut coffee. That's what it is. I don't really do coffee-flavored coffee anymore. I notice that's an aside. Doesn't mean anything. All right. If you're ready, can we have cut number two, please?
And to make sure that we've got, you know, whether or not you're religious, to at least have a spiritual grounding in what you're doing so that you know what you stand for. You have the discipline to always be nonviolent in the way that you stand for it. You have the ability, which is difficult and under pressure, you have the ability to trust those who you are standing up with so that you are a movement and not just a collection of individuals. We got to think about this task that's ahead of us right now. I mean, we have an authoritarian government in this country that is trying to destroy the democracy. And millions of Americans are standing up to try to preserve the democracy and defeat this authoritarian movement. This is something that is not going to be a quick fight. This is something that is going to take discipline. It's going to take a long time. It's going to take us making mistakes, iterating, sticking with it anyway, doing the drudge work, doing the dirty work that it takes to get movements like this over the finish line, even when you don't get recognized for that movement. And we just need to start thinking of ourselves that way, I think, in this country. And I think Andrew Young wants to help us do that.
I want to play a few more clips. I want to ask you a million more.
Yeah. Do you really? Okay. Well, I don't want to. I don't want to play your silly little mad gal games. Well, actually, I would, but anyway. Was she? I guess she must
have
been
just.
Shut up. Right. Yeah, she must have just been a guest over on MSNBC. Maybe she doesn't actually do a show over there anymore. Who the heck knows? If I could track down the 11 people in America to watch that, I would ask. But, you know, generally speaking, they're so far down in their mommy's basements that they can't answer. They can't answer. Did anybody hear Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson? She seems to think that black people are simply incapable of voting. She is herself black. That is true. And she is a woman, even though she said she's not qualified to talk about what a woman is, which is kind of bizarre because I'm thinking if you are one, you're well qualified to talk about it. But you remember, she, oh, well, you know, I'm not a biologist. Well, Madam Justice, I'm not a meteorologist, but I can tell if it's raining. I really can. I figure that out all on my own. We'll listen to her in just a moment. 5:35, Tony Pham is going to be with us. We'll talk about the group that Facebook just shut down, about 60,000 people who were organizing to dox and attack ICE agents. It's 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I'm taking a look at some photos right now. My friend Reva Trammell, city councilwoman on the south side of town, 8th District. She did a great walk around in the district with Chief Rick Edwards and the command staff from the Richmond Police Department. And it's just nice to see. It really is. The chief is, I think, is a good guy. I really, really do. What a difficult assignment that is. But they're doing some great work, and I'm always happy to see them out and about. All right, we've got...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So much that we're dealing with, and you know that Facebook just shut down a group. I think it was about 60,000 people who were all organizing to attack ICE agents and their families. I've got to give credit to Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook. They actually shut it down. I wanted to reach out to my friend and our regular guest, Tony Pham, to sort of weigh in on this. He, of course, is now with the America First Policy Institute. He's a thinker over there. Is that your official title, thinker, Tony? Great thinker, great mind?
Jeff, the thinker in charge. I love that title. I think I'm going to get my business cards changed to reflect that. Great suggestion.
There you go. But if anybody knows about this stuff, as I said earlier, it's you, Tony. The lived experience, first of all, coming to the United States as an immigrant, the entire family, those photos of you as a little boy, my gosh, you're adorable and you're terrified, clearly. You are, it's just such, I love looking at those photos. And then what you've done giving back to our nation and serving in the highest levels at ICE. So what's your reaction to this Facebook group?
It's horrible, right? And I want to have a robust conversation in the short period of time that you and I have right now about the genesis of why there's such, you know, violence out there against ICE agents and ICE officers and our immigration enforcement personnel. We cannot allow accountability to escape, and we must place it squarely on the shoulders of the individuals within the liberal left, mm-hmm, who have built an environment of with vitriol that has painted the officers who are husbands, wives, fathers, sons, and daughters, who swore an oath no different than your local police officers to enforce the laws that Congress here in this instance passed. And so we're looking at people like former vice presidential candidate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, calling ICE officers modern-day Gestapos, Mayor Michelle Wu from Boston. And I'm sorry to bring up Boston, Jeff. I know you love Beantown, but that mayor up there is horrendous in likening ICE officers to NSC 131, which is also known as a neo-Nazi radical group. It's all of these words that these elected officials use their platform to spew out there in the public space that has built up and built up and built up this environment of violence until you get something like July 4th, right, which is the ambush and attack at the Prairie Land Detention Center down in Alvarado, Texas. That's right. And I say that only because finally, the Justice Department is beginning to also hold those individuals accountable. They were just indicted. Two of those individuals were just indicted. And that needs to happen more. We need to have individuals, one, holding the folks who are spewing this hate, that is creating this environment of acceptance to treat our law enforcement personnel in a particular fashion with violence. I mean, we're looking at the fact that we have DHS issues a bulletin now that immigration officers have bounties on their heads up to $50,000 to take out a high-level Border Patrol chief. Are we as a society willing to accept that we can now put bounties on local police officers? Is that okay? I would say no, that is not. And we need to hold the people who are spewing this hatred accountable for creating an environment that endangers our honorable men and women in law enforcement, such as our immigration enforcement officers.
Well, Tony, if somebody has placed a bounty on the head of these agents and these officers, we know that we can find them and arrest them and prosecute them. But what about the Tim Walzes, the Michelle Wus, who are saying that immigration folks are Nazis and Gestapo? Is there really a legal avenue to prosecute them, or is it all public opinion?
Yeah, it's legal, then there's the political, right? I've lived that life, the operational, the legal, the operational as the ICE director, the legal, obviously, as the PLA for ICE, and then there's the political as a political appointee for the president twice now. And so for individuals who want to hide behind the First Amendment so they can characterize our ICE officers and our ICE agents in a particular way, that's fine. But those individuals have to answer to the people in their district. And so I say these things when you find people, and I'm going to say it, you find people like Jay Jones who are going to make those comments, those horrific, horrendous comments about a mother holding their child as they die. Jeff, I had protesters come to my house while I was in Washington, D.C. to target my wife and kids, and that was only their second day at school. And I'm reading those texts from this guy who this boy, I'm sorry, who wants to act like a juvenile and put texts out there that evinces such violence against innocent children, and he still wants to be the Attorney General of Virginia. Do we trust him to exercise the proper judgment to fight for victims when he's advocating for some children to be victims? And I'm sorry, but for folks like the Senator Tim Kaine to say he places those texts in conjunction with the knowing the gentleman for 25 years and 25 years comes out on top, really? Really? Condemning the words, I get it, but not holding him accountable enough to say, do you have the proper judgment? See, when he sat in the House of Delegates, right, Jay Jones, and he served, right, he would appoint judges. He would be part of the team, I'm sure, that would vote judges up and down. You don't think that they would look at a person's judgment, temperament, and demeanor to determine whether the individual has the moxie and the chops and the temperament to serve?
That's right.
The people of Virginia probably should do the same test for this gentleman to find out and determine whether they want someone who wished a mother to hold their child to die has the proper temperament. Now, that's the conversation. I go back to what my original point was. Those individuals with a platform of elected office make those comments, create those hostile environments, those violent environments, And you know who pays for it? Our men and women on the front lines. Our law enforcement officers on the front lines, ICE enforcement officers, ICE agents, CBP officers. They're the ones, they too are mothers. They are too our parents. But they're the ones who are suffering the consequences from elected officials who don't know how to govern themselves like adults.
It's an amazing situation. Let me remind everybody, Tony Pham is joining us. Tony is a senior fellow over at the America First Policy Institute. Of course, his career just goes on and on in terms of service. Assistant secretary up at DHS, the ICE director, principal legal advisor, working for Sheriff C.T. Woody, the last good sheriff the city of Richmond had, running a jail in his spare time. I mean, an amazing guy. Tony, you did bring up Jay Jones, and I wanted to discuss that as well. We're just a couple of minutes away from the what appears to be the one and only debate between our incumbent attorney general, who I think is a hell of a guy, Jason Meares, and Jay Jones. Now, a lot has been made not only of the threats, which are absolutely vile and disgusting, but apparently he also lied to a judge out in New Kent County about where he was doing his community service for that outrageous speeding ticket. Put on your legal counsel hat for a second, counselor. Are any of these things worthy of being disbarred in this Commonwealth?
Jeff, I did serve some time on the state bar's disciplinary board, so I really would like to say that that's going to be left up to individuals out there who are on the current service of the Virginia State Bar to make that determination. But the facts are going to have to play itself out, because you said it appears. I don't know what the true background is on whether there's a record of that. But I think when you lie to a judge, if that's the case that happened, there are some consequences that flow from that. And there should be consequences that flow from that. But let's remember, judges are, I love our judges. I think we have some of the best in the nation here. But they are appointed by members of the General Assembly.
Yep. No, that is a great point. Tony Pham joining us. Tony, when I see some recent numbers, and I'm not sure if you saw them because they just sort of came out today, ICE, DHS has had this big hiring push, right? There's been all sorts of great bonuses. The number I saw today is that there have been 175,000 applications submitted for the jobs. Now, that says to me that there are plenty of good, decent, honorable people who, even in the face of this nonsense, are still willing to serve.
No, absolutely. Those numbers are fantastic, right? Because I think that's an indicator to the general public that there is a large, quiet majority that still support or have always and will always support proper immigration enforcement in this nation by virtue of the numbers. And that what we're hearing and seeing are from the radical left, a handful of folks like Antifa, who want to create hostilities and disruptions in our communities. And they're empowered by people who have elected office who say stupid things. Let's just put it out there. They just say bad things, and it's not very wise to say that about our officers. And it's horrendous. And I think the vitriol has to stop, Jeff, because, you know, while I may have faced a protest and these folks came up to my property door and they were spewing a lot of misbegotten stuff, what I'm witnessing now in 2025 is it has now graduated to actual physical violence, where people are taking shots, like in September, where this guy took a shot at randomly just fired rounds into an ICE office. You know, and unfortunately and tragically, some individuals died. And thankfully, our law enforcement officers did their duty, and I saw videos of it where they shielded those individuals, right? Think about that. And your listeners should hear this. We have ICE officers who are being targeted by this would-be misbegotten assassin shooting indiscriminately into the ICE building. And there's images of these officers shielding the very migrants that they arrested to enforce the law. And that should tell you everything you need to know about the men and women of ICE.
It absolutely does. does. It speaks volumes. Tony Pham, it is always a great pleasure to have you here, sir. That is Tony Pham, wonderful guy, now a senior fellow, the America First Policy Institute, of course, his dedication and devotion to the United States of America really is without parallel. One of the best, Tony Pham. It is 5:49, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. What a great tune, man. That is a good one to wrap things up on a Friday Eve. That is absolutely the case. And I don't know whether I will be traveling east or not to get back into Casa Katz. I'll let you know. Now, of course, I bought Jeremy a birthday present. Jeremy's birthday is Saturday, so I bought myself a present. It's a smartwatch. And it, I think, you know what it has, Jerm? The reason I'm mentioning it is it has a, what do you call that? Not a thermostat. What's that other thing? A compass. I knew it was one of those things. You know, a dial thing. But it does. It has a compass. So if I would have worn it today, then I could have told you if I was traveling east. But I'll wear it tomorrow, and then I'll figure it out. And you'll have to remind me because I'll probably forget anyway. But tomorrow morning, let me remind you that Rich Herrera will be here, the host of Richmond's Morning News. Always great job. I would be here right at 6 a.m. And the reason is that coming up in just a couple of moments is the one and only debate between Attorney General Jason Meares and Jay Jones. So I am looking forward to hearing Rich's analysis tomorrow. I will remind you exclusively on my program at 5:05 tomorrow evening, Jason Meares will be here, our Attorney General. I think the world of Jason. You know that. That's not exactly earth-shattering news. One of the first people to come out and say publicly that they would be voting for Jason in the whole primary system we had, if you remember, 4 years ago, thereabouts. There were plenty of people saying, I didn't even know how to spell Meares. That's okay. Take my word on this. I'm voting for him. I was very proud to do it then. I'm very proud to do it now. I'm very, very happy with what he has accomplished the last 4 years in my beloved Commonwealth. So Jason Meares tomorrow afternoon at 5:05. It is going to be chilly tonight. We're going to be down in the 30s, so please do whatever you got to do. Bundle up, all right? Do a little snuggling with your local dog or cat or both, and have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.